How are you? Welcome to Slim and Will podcast. I'm Claire and I'm with my trusted friend Anna. And today, yes, we are going to talk about some more things all about Slimming World, because that's quite ironic considering this is the Slimming World podcast.
I mean, we're not going to... Yeah, can you imagine if we just decide to change tack and we now hear about fishing or something? That would just be very random, wouldn't it?
Today, a podcast about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes, yeah, totally. About cleaning my house. Yes, no, we are definitely here about Slimming World.
Now, we had a couple of comments sent to us where people asked that one lady was vegan and asked me, how do I food optimize as a vegan? And somebody else also asked that they have certain dietary needs as per recommendation from their doctor. And they wanted to know, do they have to do a different type of plan, yeah, or do they just one plan cover it for everything? And we thought, well, this is quite an interesting subject that perhaps a lot of people don't know about, and how the plan can be personalized, yet at the core of it is the same plan.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to acknowledge, because this is such a flexible plan that, you know, can be personalized to yourself, because we know that kind of one size fits all, that approach doesn't work. We have likes, we have dislikes, we have dietary requirements. So we need people to be, and we want people to be able to go and live the lifestyle they want and follow the eating plans they need to, but within that big umbrella of food optimizing.
Yeah, so at the core of it, right, so we went and looked at what are the kind of key messaging around food optimizing to make sure that we are on message. So food optimizing, here's the official blurb, right? It says, cook calories without counting them, personalize meals to suit your tastes, dietary needs and your budget. Eat in or dine out with your family and friends. There's no need to make separate meals or miss out. So the science behind Slimming World as well, at the core of it is this focus around free food. And that's where the flexibility, because there are so many different types of free food. So perhaps the free foods that you pick, Anna, may be different to me. You as a meat eater, fish eater, me not. And ultimately, we're using the same science of how it works?
Yeah, so the plan as a big umbrella allows you, with our free foods, there's over 350 of them, to have the ones that you like and the ones you want to eat. So, for example, you know, I do eat meat, fish, poultry, dairy. So again, that is within my style of food optimizing, but yours is a plant-based style, isn't it? So you can absolutely tweak it. Like members who follow a gluten-free diet, they are taking different options, or maybe gluten-free options. So again, it's saying, this is how I want to eat, how am I gonna allow myself to do that within that big amount of free foods that we can take? And there is definitely something for everyone, isn't there?
You know what, I don't even think it's always about, we kind of get locked into these labels, don't we, about vegetarian, vegan, but they can also be that just preference. Like I always remember my first ever group that I joined, gosh, like 11 years ago, and I sat next to this lady who had lost, I think it was 4 stone, and I said to her, so how have you done it? And she's like, well, I can't cook. Yeah. I don't like cooking. And she explained how she had adapted the plan for her. Yeah. And that was mostly around using the microwave, but putting the right things in the microwave rather than the go-to ready meals or takeaways or, you know, delivery kind of stuff that she had perhaps done in the past. And that really blew my mind, because I thought in my mind, I had this image that I was going to need to get an apron. I was going to need to have a complete spice rack. Yeah. My fridge was going to need to be full, and I need to dedicate at least an hour every evening to chopping and then cooking and then do the washing up. And I was like, I just can't. I'm just not that person.
Well, you make a very valid point. I think a lot of us come to a weight loss journey with a preconceived notion of the things we're going to have to do, can't do, shouldn't do, don't want to do. And actually why I fell in love with food optimizing is it gives you the structure to go and enjoy the food you love within that structure that we know will give you a weight loss. But if you're a cook, if you're a vegetable eater, if you're not a vegetable eater, you know, I've got members who only will eat 2 or 3 vegetables and they are losing weight beautifully, but that sits in their plan for them. So again, it's knowing that with that vast variety of free food, you are going to be satisfied and you are going to be full in a way that perhaps you haven't been before. I can tailor it for the whole family.
Do you know what I also think about? Like, different people have different budgets.
100%.
I don't know if you ever watched that programme that was on Channel 5. Oh, what was it like? Rich House, Poor House.
Yeah.
And they got people to swap budgets for a week. And I do also think that there's an element that money plays into this, because some people might have a budget where, like, I'm looking on the free foods, right, fish. I don't eat fish, but I'm just using it as an example. So someone might be okay with a budget of eating lobster and oysters every night for tea, right? But other people might be like, a tin of tuna is more like my kind of scene.
That's not cheap now, yeah.
But yet, on the plan, they're both free food.
Exactly. So it's knowing that your budget, and this is a thing that I encounter a lot, we can be really budget friendly. And what you've got to think about is we are eating normal food. So this is about looking at things that are in season. This is about looking at things that maybe are on special offer, things that are frozen. I have food optimized right from being a student, going through and losing my job, right to where I am now, you know, where I've maybe got a bit more money for food. So knowing that if that's something you need to tailor the plan to, we have got so many resources to help you with budget ideas, with things, you know, like batch cooking, you know, swapping out ingredients. I love to do a store cupboard dinner where you think, right, I've got no food in the house, but I'm going to sweep through and see what I've got. Again, a great way to save some money. And knowing that the only thing that's going to limit your intake is almost your imagination or your ability to seek out the answers, because our website has got everything on there, from features to help you food optimize in a certain style or to help you under a budget, to recipes, to fact sheets. So much information there for the taking.
There are specific leaflets or guidance for those who are gluten-free, perhaps people who have diabetes as well. And that essentially, same food optimizing plan. There is no separate plan, but there certainly is some guidance and support around that. And Slimming World have actually, if you think about diabetes, they've partnered with Diabetes UK. And there are actually diabetes friendly recipes, which they have just launched as a partnership. So that comes back to the same plan, but there is guidance around how to support you if you're in that situation.
Exactly. And what we're, I think, very used to, or I was very used to, is I've been told I've got to eat this, I've got to cut this out. This is about saying, okay, if you've got certain dietary requirements because of your health, here's how that type of eating style will fit into food optimizing and vice versa, so that you know, you don't have to give up anything. You don't have to feel like you've been restricted, because again, it's knowing that if you're going into that mentality of I've got to restrict to lose weight, that's going to have an impact, isn't it? So again, it's knowing if you have certain, like my daughter was dairy free through allergy for 5 years, so we were able to tailor how I cooked for her, but I still cook the same food optimized meals. I just slightly tweak them so that she could eat them too.
The flexibility,
huge.
I think the other thing that pulls into, so the food optimizing plan focuses on three components, right? So you've got the free foods, which we were just talking about there, healthy extras, so they are measured amounts of foods, which really make sure that the emphasis there is on calcium and fiber rich foods. That's like cheese, cereals, wholemeal bread, milk. But then there is this other element, SINS. SINS with a Y, and it stands for synergy. So it's this balance element that ultimately what they want us to do with food optimizing is find a healthy, balanced diet which we can maintain moving forward. So where the SINS come in is it allows that flexibility for people to have things like chips, I don't know, chocolate, cake, you know, these more energy dense foods such as fats and alcohol and sugar. And that for me is where the personalizing really truly kicks in, because some people will really want to use their SINS, you know, for most people, for women, it's like 5 to 15 SINS a day. They may want to use their SINS for that glass of wine, for that chocolate bar. You know, that's just something they want. But I've also noticed for others, they're not really got that sweet tooth, but they want to use it for olives. I don't know, avocados, some of these savvy SINS that we see. And that excites them a little bit more.
And that's what's really exciting about this, because, you know, if we went and looked at what you and I both ate, we would be choosing totally different things. You know, like for breakfast yesterday, I had a huge brunch of bacon, tomatoes, eggs, veggies, veggie sausages, hash browns. You know, the other morning I had a bagel thin with smoked salmon and Sindh cream cheese. So it's knowing that, that how I like to eat may be very different of how you like to eat, but we're still eating from the same food list. It's maybe the Sindhs we choose, the healthy extras we choose, and how we choose to cook our free food, for example, or what we choose to put together that makes it very personalised. And that's why I think it's really key that we know that it can fit every kind of lifestyle and eating habit. You know, I'm from a big Jewish community, and how we food optimise and the foods that we eat, I could still fit in with the celebrations, which was a really key thing for a lot of people to know that their style of cooking or the way that they want to eat can still be adapted so that they're not losing out. Because I think our greatest fear sometimes when we're embarking on a weight loss journey is, what am I going to have to give up on? What am I going to lose out on? And the answer is, you're not going to lose out on anything. You may just have to modify how you cook it or the amount of it you consume.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you kind of pick up there on your Jewish background, but you know, there are so many different people with different backgrounds, different religions, different faiths, and there needs to be flexibility in the plan for how they handle that, and certain festivals at different times of year, and a lot of that, I suppose, can be looking and seeing if there are those swaps in how the practices have been celebrated in years. And consultants do receive training in how to support people with those specific practices. And that, I think, becomes like a conversation as well of, I certainly find as a member, understanding people with different dietary needs and different religious backgrounds, just fascinating into how are we both on the same journey kind of here, but yet we're kind of taking these different, you know, branches as we get to that destination.
It's lovely to see that in group, you know, that mix of different, you know, eating styles, faiths, communities, all coming together and learning from each other and cooking different things, and understanding that you can still live within the limits that you want to, but you may just have to make a few tweaks, which is a really nice feeling. You know, I have a lot of members in my group who are cooking traditional curries, and they've swapped out the huge amount of oil or ghee and are now using One Cow cooking sprays and things like that, but still cooking their beautiful home cooked food. So it's about knowing you can eat the style you want to eat. You're just going to have to maybe change the path in which it gets to the plate, is how I think about it.
I mean, I think like for both of us, of all the years that we've followed Slimming World, it has truly become like a lifestyle for 100%. Us. And yet we've personalised the plan in different ways over the years. Yeah. When I first came to Slim World, I was eating meats, you know, eating dairy. I was drinking as well. I wasn't really maybe as active as I am now. So I hadn't really truly embraced like the full stages of the Body Magic program. But over the years, I've adapted and changed, and so has the plan with me.
Yes.
And this month marks 5 years of me going plant-based.
That's amazing. Gosh.
And you know,
that's
fast. Well, I remember we were in Withenshaw, weren't we? Sat
on a bench.
Shock horror on a rainy day on a bench in the middle of a town centre.
Yep.
And we went to like a local health shop, didn't we, to go and see what they had. I found actually a photo the other day of my first ever plant-based shop.
How interesting.
And I was just curious to see how does it look then compared to what I shop now. And I think when we did that episode then, I knew nothing.
I stood next to you, have gone on this journey of discovery, haven't we? We've been educated in the last 5 years, but it's been wonderful to watch your confidence grow in the foods you can eat and the things that you cook and the choices that you make. And actually, it's been a real learning curve for you, hasn't it, over the last 5 years?
Yeah, but I also recognise that Slimming World as an organisation is continuously like building knowledge.
And
kind of really delving into how can we improve the information we support our members. And there's absolutely, in the last few years, been an increase in the recipes that are available for me to use. There's more guidance around how I can use my healthy extras to ensure that I'm getting enough calcium as a plant-based member. And that, I think, means that as a member, I can lean in and trust the organisation that they understand my choices and my dietary requirements in a way that equally I can take on the information and build it into my lifestyle, and I know that I'm covered.
Yeah. Well, my role as a consultant, as an online host, is to give you the very best information, is to guide you along your weight loss journey in whatever style you are trying to eat. So for me to have that knowledge, I think, is a really powerful thing, because I want to understand if you're vegan or if you're gluten free, or, you know, if you're following, you know, your halal or kosher, how I can help you to do that and still lose weight and enjoy all those foods. So it's really important that I have the best information as well, or we as a team of consultants.
Yeah, well, we'll put a link actually to a couple of the blog posts which talk about this in a little bit more detail, and it's worth just looking into that, and maybe for you as well, think about what's going to work for you. Is it that you need to maybe think about using the plan so that it's more budget friendly? Do you need it to be more family friendly, so you're looking for those recipes that all the family are going to want to eat? Is it that you've received information from your doctor that you need to switch to dairy-free alternatives? So you need a little bit more support on what are the dairy-free options for your healthy extras, eh? Just leaning in that information and using, if you're a member as well, leaning in on Lifeline Online, to your consultants, to your online hosts, of where to get that information, because it's there. It's just making sure that you get what you need and ask as well.
Seek out and ask for that help. You know, the consultants, online community, we are there to support you.
And ultimately, you know, you think 5 years ago, there probably weren't as many vegan members, but there has been a growth in people who are asking for dairy-free or meat-free recipes. Yeah. So that has then made the research team look a little bit closer.
Definitely.
It's made the people who decide the recipes at Iceland and in Slim and World Kitchen and who design the cookbooks look for those alternative recipes. So if anything, if we're asking these questions, we're going to create demand, and the team are going to listen 100%. And look for that guidance and those recipes to support us.
Yeah, definitely. So ask and we will listen, I promise.
All right. Well, hopefully that gives some of you who've asked those questions a little bit more insight into what happens behind the scenes and how that plan can be flexed so that it works for your situation. We'll be back. I don't even know what we're talking about in the next couple of weeks. Shall I have a look? I'm sure we've got it on this piece of paper. I know. We're talking about mindful movement. So on the next one, in the next couple of weeks, you may want to get your trainers on and an umbrella, because let's face it, it's probably going to be raining. We'll be talking about mindful movement and what that looks like, particularly as we head into the dark winter nights. Yes, as always, we like to include a little bit of silliness in this to make you giggle. Have a terrific week. Have a fabulous week as Anna chokes to death. She might make it next week. Nope, she's gone. Bye for now.
Bye.